fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir, how are you?
Morena, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Nice to hear from you on this quite grey Monday morning. What's going on in fashion? What are we talking about this week?
Well, I thought, given I knew that it was going to be raining today, that I would talk about some Vogue Extreme Beauty videos, which
yes.
you can watch on YouTube. Season 1, 11 episodes. I got put onto this because a couple of months ago we talked to Andre and James from Beauty Benders, and James told me about this amazing series, and it's about different personalities like DJs, artists, performance artists, that sort of thing, who every day like dress up to the extreme just to like live their lives, and you know, even to the point of say going out just to a cafe or something like that. Each video is only 10 to 20 minutes long, and as each subject is describing their makeup regime and getting dressed in this extreme way, they're kind of telling the story behind how they came to be. And a lot of these individuals have grown up in the queer community, transgender, and identity is not kind of specific to them, to the normal kind of gender norms and things like that. So it's really, really interesting. And one charity case, he was diagnosed with to be HIV positive when he was only 17.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of these people are kind of like have had quite difficult backgrounds, but have really triumphed in how their art is interpreted through the way they dress. And some of them even put like super glue different parts to their faces to make them look quite alien, like Salvia. She started as Acne Girl years ago and then was inspired by Alexander McQueen and Lady Gaga. And she will super glue tubes from her forehead to her nose and things like that. But two of my favourites that I thought I'd talk about are Jenkin Van Zyl, and he's influenced by PJ Harvey, Nico, Grace Jones and Kate Bush. He's a filmmaker and artist, and he always attaches horns and like latex noses and things like that, and wears ginormous latex bubble suits.
Wow.
Or else he will wear like Tudor costumes from theatres that he's collected. And he kind of looks a bit like John Galliano in the 90s when he kind of had that show with Kate Moss, and they were kind of wearing Renaissance outfits.
Yes.
And that sort of thing.
I know the one you mean.
Yeah, he's been described as kind of Tudor meets Gothic.
Cool.
And then the other one is Dak Demure, Dak Demure the Eighth. His real name is Chad Curry, and he was originally from small town US, and then he went to New York and worked for Rick Owens for years, and that's kind of became quite like well known for that. And he's then gone to different cities like Antwerp. And then went to London when he was 42 with only 10 pounds and kind of just reinvented himself again. And he's known as like the mother to the rest of the group of people in
right.
the extreme beauty regime. So if you go to YouTube, you can Google it, and it's just called Vogue Extreme Beauty. And I highly recommend checking it out. It's good for watching on a day like this.
Exactly.
And it's really inspiring. Yeah.
I actually watched a lot of these over the last lockdown, and they are inspiring, as you say, and also really funny. Some of these people are just hilarious. One of my favourites is Juno Birch, who's also one of my favourite drag queens.
Yeah.
She's just fantastic. She's got the best like Mancunian accent, and she her drag is all kind of like a 1960s alien come to Earth, walking around the supermarket doing the grocery shop with, you know, fantastic massive wig and lots of great outfits on. So yeah, I agree, Penny. These are such good videos to go and watch, and there is so much diversity in the kinds of things that people dress in and the ways that they've been inspired as well. Very good recommendation for a rainy day.
Yeah, it's really cool. I really love it. So yeah, and you can watch them over and over.
Yeah,
which is really good.
Totally. Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for that, Penelope Noir. I hope you have a lovely Monday, cozy lockdown Monday.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, take care.
All right, you too. Ka kite.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.